Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It's very nearly time for that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And my name is Adeline Chung.
Great show lined up for you today, of course. In a couple of days' time, it is BFM's...
In 2 days' time, to be exact.
Right. It's BFM's 8th birthday, so we're celebrating it today.
On the 2nd of September.
There you go. Our guest this evening is singer-songwriter Chloe So.
So?
Don't do that.
No.
What? So what? I'm sorry, Chloe. She'll be joining us in the studio in a few minutes. I can tell you that she has a fantastic voice. Do stick around at the end of the show. We'll be playing out with one of her songs. And we've also got a bit of a surprise as well. We managed to get hold of our MD, Malik Ali, and we dragged him in for a version of Smarty Pants. So there'll be two versions of Smarty Pants this evening. You'll hear it a little bit later on in the show.
I can't wait. I know he's a very competitive guy.
Oh, he's supremely competitive, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we had a bit of a technical glitch, right? Because we recorded this earlier, and what happened was, he's supposed to get 3 minutes.
Yes.
But the thing kept playing. Yes. So technically, he got through all of the questions.
I was waiting, like, right. When is this going to end?
When's it going to end? It technically should have ended around question 17, I think.
No, I doubt. I think about 21.
I'm telling you, man, 17 or something like that, because he took his time a little bit on some of the questions. But anyway, stick around, you'll hear that, and of course, Chloe So right up after these messages. We've got news from Page 2, as per usual, and of course, we have Smarty Pants. And it is Spotify Friday, so we're giving away Spotify swag.
That's right, and it is our birthday. We turn 8, well, this year.
We do turn 8 this year. Think about it.
Yeah. Folks, we've come a long way.
I know, right? A long time. And if you want to get in touch, 016-201-9000, that's the number to remember.
And if you have any questions for us, you can tweet us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
That's it, folks. Back after these messages. Don't go anywhere. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. BFM 89.9, The Business Station. It is that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
We're in the studio with...
Chloe So.
Hello, Chloe So. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
He made fun of your name earlier.
I did. Oh, I went, Chloe So. Come on, it's not a new joke, is it?
No, it's not a new joke, it really
obviously. Now, you've just joined us, and I know you've been in a separate room recording some stuff with our sound engineer. How did that go?
Oh, it went really well. We had lots of fun.
Lots of fun.
I can tell our sound engineer had a lot of fun.
Yeah,
as well.
We said you've got about 10...
You couldn't stop smiling.
Exactly. I said you've got about 10 minutes. I think she's been in there an hour. Have you decided which song you're going to play at the end of the show yet?
Yes.
You have. Yeah. What is it? Can you tell everybody?
It's an original. It's called Love Is.
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we can talk about that in a little while then.
Okay.
So from what I understand, first place in the Giant Ants Talent Hub singing competition.
Mm-hmm.
First place in Spotlight Open Mic.
Yeah.
How long have you been playing?
Well, publicly, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, I would say I've been playing publicly since I was 16.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm 21 now.
Right.
So it's been five years, yeah.
Oh, interesting stuff.
Where was your first performance?
It was actually... Okay, my first performance wasn't... It was in a concert by Yamaha.
Mm-hmm.
It was a show that I did with a bunch of my classmates because we did piano together. So we performed one of my original songs as well, 15 Days. It was in Flamingo Hotel. That was when I was 12.
How was it?
It was fun. It was strange because it was my first time and I was so young. So... But, it was okay.
There's a Yamaha School of Music here at Centrepoint, isn't there?
Yes. Why are you giving a free promo for them now?
Because maybe if I give them a free promo that there's a Yamaha School in Centrepoint, they might send me some free guitar strings.
That could be handy. That's all you want.
Absolutely. I'm all for free stuff. ladies and gents, as per usual, we have a giveaway, as we mentioned at the top of the show, 016-201-9000. If you want to take part, we're giving away a tote bag, 3-month premium pass, and some sunglasses. All you got to do is answer this question.
All thanks to our friends at Spotify. So the question is, in a 1970s song by The Doors, now what day of the week is blue? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it is up to win as well. And if you have any questions for us tonight, don't forget you can tweet us us at BFM Radio or BFM TTON.
Took the words right out of my mouth. We're going to take a very short break. We'll be back after these messages and a song, of course. Do not go anywhere. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9, the business station. It's that time of night and Adeline's playing with her phone.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you were.
What are you talking
about? Yes, you were. Put the phone down.
It is down.
Okay. In the studio with us right now, feeling very uncomfortable, it's Chloe. So, say hello, Chloe.
Hi, everyone.
See, I told you, you know, we tend to argue a lot.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay out of it. Air. Yeah.
You want to join in? But make sure you're on my side, okay?
Hey, no, it's all your fault. Okay, very quickly, 016-201-9000. We're giving away Spotify stuff. It's a Spotify goodie bag, a pair of sunglasses, 3-month premium pass, all in a nice tote bag. Answer this question for us.
Now, in a 1970s song by The Doors, now what day of the week is blue? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what it deserves to win as well.
And if you don't know the answer, just send in 7 different SMSs, because then at least you're going to get one answer right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right, Chloe, earlier on you sneakily said or slyly said that you were playing piano. You learned piano first and then whatever. Has piano, or rather, has music always been something that you've done? I mean, because a lot of young kids nowadays, there aren't that many who tend to focus on music so much, I don't think. I think a lot of them are kind of persuaded to move to music. Was this something you wanted to do?
Well, ever since I was, I think, about 3, my mom kind of threw me into piano class.
Persuaded.
I knew it.
Right.
She threw me in because she wanted to learn piano when she was younger. But,
right.
But she couldn't.
No, she couldn't. I think... Yeah, so then she said, okay, you have a daughter and I'll bring her to piano class. So she did. And I really enjoyed it. But I think my passion is towards singing instead of the piano, and she could tell. Mm-hmm. But she was quite skeptical on bringing me to singing lessons. So I just did piano all the way until I finally started pursuing a bachelor in contemporary music.
Mm-hmm. And that's what you're still doing now, right?
Yeah, I'm studying right now in UCSI. So my major right now is vocals.
Is vocals?
Ah. Yeah.
Oh, tell us about the kind of learning process then. How does that work?
Each one of us have a major instrument, so we pick our own major instrument, but behind the major instrument, we still take history, theory, oral classes, and all that. Mm-hmm. So it's very well-rounded, actually.
Is it?
Yeah.
Interesting stuff. Mm-hmm. So you were telling us that your first performance, you were about 12 or something.
No, 16.
Sorry, 16. 16. Mm-hmm. 16. Mm-hmm. How do you think your technique has changed over the last few years?
Well, I think ever since I started learning music in a university, it's been different because you've got so much history, knowledge to it. You've got theory, you've got oral skills. Technique-wise, I think vocally it has been a bit more... I'm more aware of the techniques that there are present rather than just singing for fun.
Mm.
So yeah, it's been a fun journey.
Mm. Mm-hmm. What do you find most difficult then? I mean, I know for a lot of people when they first, I mean, because a lot of your stuff on YouTube right now is you and your guitar and one thing or another. Mm-hmm. I have friends, musicians who have been musicians for a very, very long time. And a lot of them still to this day struggle with both playing guitar and singing at the same time. Was there a moment when you had that click when you could do both?
Well, actually, it just felt pretty natural when it came to guitar and singing. What I do is I just comp a lot. So there's not many like lines.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically just chords. So it's still okay. Mm. Still doable so far.
Where's been your favorite gig then so far?
Actually, it was just last Saturday. We did a gig with... I had a band with me from school as well. We did a gig outside at Voice Up, which is at Oakland Road.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was just last Saturday.
Yeah.
That's been my favorite. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, the first YouTube video I watched when I YouTube your name, right, was the Cup song. And when I heard that, it reminded me of Richard. Why? Is because...
Why?
Last year, or 2 years back, he received a Secret Santa gift.
Oh my
And
word.
It was the cup. And he was like, what do I do with this?
Why has somebody bought me 2 cups? Yes.
It's a cup song.
Yeah, well, I had no
idea.
Well,
the person approached you and, you know, wanted to teach you how to play it. So maybe you can actually teach Richard as well.
I don't think we need to do that. Oh, I don't think we need to do that.
But I think that's a great song.
Mm-mm.
Thank you.
I mean, what's the kind of what kind of process do you go through when you decide which song you want to cover?
Oh, wow. Okay, that's pretty random, actually. Mm. Sometimes there are recommendations. Sometimes people suggest some songs for me to play. But I think I pick my songs based on how much it influences me in life, how much it affects me at that moment of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of genres?
I listen to a lot of Sarah Bareilles, Kina Grannis. So they're very simple, straightforward songs. A lot of folk, a lot of pop, rock and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I see that on our cheat sheet, you've written over 50 songs around, but only 8 or so you've actually...
Yeah.
Debut. Why is that? Is that because, and this tends to be a typical musician thing, you start something and it's not quite finished.
Oh, yes.
Right, so you've got a verse here, you've got a chorus there, you've got a guitar lick somewhere else, you know. Is that what it is?
Most of the time, yeah. Right. But I think there are many completed songs that I don't put out because I don't think it's good enough. I think that's pretty common as well. I think a lot of my musician friends who write have that same mindset. Like, oh, okay, it's not perfect enough. I haven't refined this.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they don't put it out yet.
Do you get help from anyone else?
In terms of writing?
Yeah, writing and maybe producing songs and all.
The writing part is...
Or advice as well.
Oh, advice. Definitely. Like from my peers, from my teachers and all that. But I think writing process, it's a very like personal process. So I do it like basically all my own. Mm-hmm. But I do hope that to collaborate one day with anybody.
Okay. Who do you wish to collaborate?
Yeah, exactly. Who's anybody?
Hint. I don't know. Just
hint, hint. You gotta like, you know, throw in some names, you know, so that, you know, they would be aware. Mm-hmm.
Okay, David Saul, if you're listening.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we have the same surname, so let's collaborate anyway.
Who else?
Well, okay, they're quite far away, though. They're like,
it's fine.
Sarah Bareilles, if you're listening, I'd love to do a song with you. Yeah, so far, this is all I can think of. Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeongkit.
Yeah. Yeongkit.
Yeah, if you're listening.
Sure.
Yeah, she's so shy now.
So, I mean, do you have a... Now, the videos that you've kind of put up, they're quite personal, right? I mean, it's just you, it's a camera, a microphone, and your guitar. And,
yeah.
Is there a game plan behind what you're doing, or are you kind of just doing it now?
Just for fun.
Yeah, well, not just for fun, but kind of to get yourself out there and to let people aware of who you are. Or
testing waters.
Or do you actually have a game plan and this is what you want to do full stop, permanently, forever?
No, actually, I'm just testing waters.
Right.
I don't have a game plan, but I feel like I should. Mm-hmm. Because I will be graduating in a year or so. Mm. I should have a game plan.
Yeah.
You should.
But not really, not yet. I've just been randomly putting out YouTube videos here and there just to see what people like. Mm. But no, not yet. But
I mean, we've interviewed people. Let's take Elizabeth Tan, for example, you know. Mm-hmm. Somebody who went from relative obscurity to internet infamy overnight because she did a cover version of a certain well-known song, as we all know. Mm. Is that something you're kind of open to doing, or do you think that's not your kind of style?
Yes, it's something I'm open to doing. But I think long-term-wise, I'd like to write a lot of music and produce that music.
Right.
Yeah.
So somebody more like Froya, for example.
Yeah.
Right, the kind of work that she does.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
I think, and we've had Froya on the show, and I think what I admire about Froya is that she has a very distinct view of what she wants. You know, she knows how she wants to sound.
Yeah.
And I think having that kind of direction is useful. Because that way you're not being pulled away from the direction that you're headed in.
Yeah. We've also interviewed Talita Tan, which I think that time she was also still studying.
Right.
And I think she was just about to graduate. And look at her now.
Mm.
She's big.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, she's doing
great voice as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Chloe's got a good voice from what
she
I understand.
She does.
As well.
Oh, well, we sneaked, you know, we heard some bits.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be hearing more of it towards the end of the show, of course, anyway. Folks, we're out of time for this segment, but of course we will be back in just a few minutes. We've got news from Page 2 coming up and Smarty Pants. Chloe, worried about a quiz at all? You know,
yeah, I am. I'm terrible with general knowledge.
Brilliant.
Look at her face.
Brilliant. First time on radio, and we're picking her brains on Smarty Pants as well. Lovely. Of course, don't go anywhere. Giveaway time. Quick reminder: 016-201-9000. It's Spotify Friday. We're giving away some swag in the bag.
That's right. And all you have to do is just answer this question. Now, in a 1970s song by The Doors, what day of the week is blue? Send your name and your IC number to 016-201-9000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station. We'll be right back on That Time of Night. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is, of course, that time of night. Now, at the top of the show, we said we had a bit of a surprise. It is BFM's birthday, of course. We are
turning eight.
Eight?
Yes, yes, we're eight.
Oh, that voice you just heard then, of course, was Malik Ali, of course, our MD. Malik, thank you for coming on the show at such short notice.
Thank you.
Now, we thought, well, what segment of the show could we possibly do with our boss that would make sense with that time of night? Obviously, it's going to be Smarty Pants, right?
No.
So, as you may see, there's a piece of paper in front of you with a pen. You will need that for one of the questions in the show. Yeah, so there's a bit of a clue there. Often we don't give clues, but, you know, there you go. Now, the idea behind this is you have 3 minutes to answer as many general knowledge questions as we can. Right?
Okay.
I'll give you 30 questions, and we'll try and get through as many as we possibly can.
Okay.
All right?
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Excited?
Not really.
Not really?
Look at Malik. I mean, he's pretty competitive, right?
I'm a very focused business guy. General knowledge ain't my thing, but never mind. I will do my best.
Well, that's the
Harvard
idea.
Harvard graduate?
Right.
Oh, don't put my alma mater into this. That's not fair.
So, here's what it sounds like first.
Smarty pants.
Okay, Malik, your 3 minutes of Smarty Pants start now. During which month of the year was William Shakespeare allegedly born? Was it January or April?
April.
What is the main ingredient of the dish lutefisk? Is it fish or chicken?
Fish.
Correct. During the early days of BFM, we had three very young producers. Esme, Ali, and Adeline. And Yati. Sorry, four. Can you name the two youngest?
Probably Yati. And, it's between Adeline and Esme. I'll say Esme.
Adeline.
Oh, my God. Nah. Sorry, Adeline.
The liqueur.
You're an old auntie. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
The liqueur maraschino is flavored with which fruit? Cherries or grapes?
Liqueur maraschino. I don't drink. So, it should be, I don't know this one, I think it's grape.
It's cherries. Okay. What is the name of the dog in Enid Blyton's Secret Seven? Is it Scamper or Josie?
Don't think, I've never heard a dog called Josie in Enid Blyton before, so Scamper.
Correct. This is where you need your pencil. Can you spell the Evening Edition host, Uma Pagan Apike Pagan's family name? You have three attempts. And when you're ready, please tell me. It's actually correct. Well done. It is AMPIKAIPAGAN, but also acceptable is KAN, from what I understand. Right. Now, in Greek mythology, which god gave King Midas the power of turning everything he touched into gold? Was it Apollo or Dionysus?
Whatever it is.
Yes. In the game of Scrabble, how many points is a D tile worth? Is it two or four?
D. Two.
Correct. Can you name the first intern for that time of night? Was it Azizel or Garrick?
Azizel.
Correct. How wide is a singles tennis court in feet? Is it 26 or 27 feet?
Single.
Yeah.
26.
27. Originating in the Philippines, what is a bolo? Is it a machete or a kitchen knife?
Machete.
How many fish are left alive in the aquarium at the BFM office? Is it two or three?
Two.
It's three. Ah! A picture palace is an old-fashioned term for what? A museum or a cinema?
Cinema.
Correct. Pumpernickel is what type of food? Is it bread or confectionery?
Pumpernickel. Bread or confectionery? Bread.
Correct. What is the name of Tarzan's chimpanzee friend? Is it cheetah or Baloo?
Baloo. No, sorry. Cheetah. Sorry.
Okay. Frida Liu, one of BFM's announcers, has published a book. What's it called?
Oh, God. Something about lips or something?
Way far from there.
Lips. All I can see is it was a bright splash of colour. Red.
Correct.
Next one.
Which novel by Charles Dickens has sold the most copies? A Christmas Carol or A Tale of Two Cities?
Tale of Two Cities.
Correct. The cultivation of which crop was banned in France in 1748 because it was thought to cause leprosy? Potato or cabbage?
Let's try cabbage.
It's potato. Ooh. What type of creature is a mannequin? Is it fish or bird?
Fish.
It's a bird. The Stonewall Riots took place in which U.S. city in June 1969? Was it New York or Massachusetts?
No idea, but we'll try New York.
Correct. It's that was actually correct, okay. Yes. Actor Russell Crowe was born in which country? New Zealand or the United States of America?
New Zealand.
In which year did Barbados join the Commonwealth? Was it 66 or 75?
No idea, but I'll try for... Well, I was born in 66, I'll go for that.
Correct. In the human body, the buccal cavity, or buccal, is commonly known as what? The mouth or the chest?
Ugh.
Mouth.
Correct. Pavane, Polonaise, and Polka are all types of which activity? A driving style or a dance?
Dance.
Jumpman's goal is to save the lady from the giant ape in which 1981 arcade game? Is it Mario or Donkey Kong?
Never played either one, but I'll just say Donkey Kong.
Correct. The island of Gran Canaria lies in which body of water? Is it the Atlantic Ocean or the Indian Ocean?
Gran Canary, Indian Ocean of Connecticut. Okay, sorry. I was going through like...
Bonnie, yeah. Relax.
Dude, relax.
Gee, can't even think aloud.
Have a quick guess.
Atlantic Ocean, of course.
Okay. Right. What is the main metal in pewter? Titanium or tin?
Tin.
In medicine, stomatitis affects which part of the body? The mouth or the stomach?
Mouth.
Correct. Which planet lies between Jupiter and Uranus? Mars or Saturn?
Oh, say that again.
Which planet lies between Jupiter and Uranus? Is it Mars or Saturn?
Saturn.
It's Mars.
Oh, that's a panic answer.
What type of plant is a nardoo? Is it a flower or a fern? Final question.
Fern.
Correct.
Well,
we're out of
done.
Time. Malik Ali managed to get through all 30 questions. So what we'll do very quickly is we'll just quickly go through one of the questions I think that Malik got wrong. Which I think, you know, the lipstick question.
No, I would go through the BFM questions, the incorrect ones, okay? So who are the youngest producers on BFM way back then? It's me, Adeline, and Yati. And then the next question is, Frida Liu, one of BFM's announcers, have published a book. What is the title? It's PR Yourself.
Hold on there.
Ladies and gentlemen, Malik Ali scored 21 points. You finished 30
That's
questions.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
very good.
Thank you, but
I'm very disappointed, Malik.
I know, that's it. I have to make some apologies as I come out of the studio, right? So first I have to apologize to Adeline. I'm sorry, Adeline. It did say at the time, right?
Well,
so
yeah, technically.
Back then,
yeah,
back then.
At the time. So I thought it was right, like now. Are you younger than Esme? Are you older than Esme?
I'm older.
Exactly. So at the
but
time.
But 1 year.
Yeah, I know, but that's the thing, right? So I got it right. I thought it was actually, yeah. So you can see I'm groveling here, right?
Right.
So,
and Frida's book?
That one, PR Yourself versus, I just remember
that. Did you say lipstick?
It's just
a bright red lipstick that catches.
Was, yeah, exactly. There was a cover of the book, right? It says about, you know, that book had red in it. That's all I remembered.
It
had red and I thought.
I think the only red was her lipstick. That's
really?
It.
Exactly?
Yeah.
See, I got it right.
The only red thing on the book, the cover, is just her lipstick.
Exactly.
You're not having the point.
A teal dress,
correct.
Teal colored dress.
Correct.
And the rest are blue,
blondish
white, and black.
Hair and
blondish,
curls.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only reason I know this, you see, is because I sit opposite the book every day, staring at me in the face. Anyway, Malik, seriously, thank you very much for coming in.
Very welcome.
Thank you for everything you've done for BFM and for pushing us forward.
All right, thank you.
Right. Brilliant.
Thanks, Adeline.
Right, moving on, of course, we'll be back in a few minutes. We've got Chloe So and her version of Smarty Pants coming up right after these messages. BFM 89.9, the business station. BFM 89.9 at the business station. It's that time of night. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chung.
This is...
Chloe Saw.
She's with us all the way through until 9 p.m. Stick around until the end of the show if you want to hear her song, Love Is. That will be playing out for us at the end of the evening. Of course, we are giving stuff away because it's Spotify Friday.
That's right. All you have to do is just answer this question. In a 1970s song by The Doors, now what day of the week is blue? Send your name and your IC number to 0162019000. Don't forget to tell us what you deserve to win as well.
And if you want to get us on Twitter, we're at BFM Radio or at BFM TTON. Now we've got a little bit of news from page two coming right up.
Extra, be all about.
What's all the shouting?
Adeline.
My story, as I mentioned, is a gruesome story.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I know it's a Friday, mm-hmm. but still.
It's supposed to be happy stories on a Friday.
Yeah, but it's so dry. Story's so dry, you can't even find a lot of good stories.
Okay, then.
All right, so a Russian man, mm-hmm. he actually claimed that his wife was raped by...
Russian? You told me earlier it was an American man.
Oh, yours is Russian.
Mine's Russian as well. My story is okay.
So different story, but same area.
Let me just quickly reintroduce it. We're giving you news from Russia right now. Just in case. Go on then.
So this Russian man, he actually claimed that his wife was raped by a police officer in a cell.
Okay.
Okay. So he wanted the officers to release the footage from the cell. And he said that if you don't, I would actually saw off a finger every Monday until the CCTV is released.
His own fingers
his
or somebody?
His own fingers. His own fingers. Okay. There's even pictures, but I didn't print it out. I don't want to see yet. So, but the police, they say that they've checked the tape.
Uh-huh.
Nothing happened in the cell.
That sounds familiar.
Okay, I'm sure there's two sides of the story.
Of course.
Okay? And the men...
There's the right side and the police's side.
Yeah, apparently they have been fighting for 6 months. So I'm just thinking, how many fingers do you have? You have like 10 fingers. How many Mondays are there in 6 months? So you can... You know, it doesn't make sense sometimes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So apparently they were arrested for being drunk and disorderly.
Him and his wife.
Yes. And then he says that, you know, one of the police officer raped the wife while another police officer beat her up.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but there's no evidence because there's no footage at all.
Uh-huh.
So who to believe? So now the police, there's no evidence, there isn't any evidence that the wife was raped. So now the
man... According to the police.
According to the police. So now the man has been charged with filing a false police report. I'm just thinking, you want to saw off your own fingers because you're trying to fight for, you know...
Justice.
Justice.
Yeah.
And, you know, all you want to do is just watch the footage, but which you're not getting it.
Right.
Now, what's the point of sawing your own fingers?
Well, I mean...
You'll be fingerless. What are you going to do?
He's in that position where he feels...
There's a lot of things that you can do apart from sawing your fingers.
Yeah, but I know. But he perhaps feels as though he has nothing else to do to make his point apart from something that is so ridiculously outrageous that people might start to listen
what,
to
What? He's trying to get attention?
Of course he's trying to get attention.
Yeah, trying to get attention. There are many ways to get attention, okay?
But here's the thing. We are talking about it here in Malaysia. You know, and this is probably from some small outback town in the middle of Russia, yet we're talking about it here in Malaysia. So clearly, his idea of getting him onto the news has worked.
Yeah, definitely. But I think it's a stupid move.
I'm not denying it.
Would you?
Of course I like my fingers.
Yeah.
But I mean, genuinely, I mean... He's obviously very concerned about his wife, and he
obviously,
you know, he wants to know what the heck has gone off.
Yeah, but not saw off your fingers.
What's the other solution then?
There isn't. Well, I mean, you can do other things. You know, bring it up. I mean, whatever news in BBC or CNBC or whatever news portal, if you are fighting for justice,
yeah,
okay, you're bringing it up to court.
Uh-huh.
They didn't even bring it up to court.
You know what happens if you go to court though? Sometimes there are sometimes judges that can be paid off. You know, particularly if it's somebody who's representing somebody who works for the police force.
Well, I'm sure there are many other ways. I'm sure.
I'm sure there are.
So, guys, if you think that you know there are other ways apart from sawing your own fingers, you can actually write into us, tweet us, you know, BFM Radio or BFM TTON, or you know, send us a message 010-6201-9000. I almost gave up my number.
Chloe, what do you think about this idea? I mean, come on.
I think it's ridiculous.
Right. Okay, can I tell something a little happier or less please. Dramatic, perhaps?
I will judge if your story is a happy story.
I don't need you to judge.
I will just judge.
Switch off your microphone if you get out of control.
I will push your mic away.
Try it. You can't reach this far. Anyway, so this is a story about a festival in Russia. It's called the Russia Mosquito Festival, right? And it's in the town of...
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during red, white, and blue savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.
Baron's Nikki.
Okay, we're very familiar.
Okay, we're very familiar. It's a forest Russian town. So, there's this young girl called Irina, and she's just won this competition, and it's called...
Eating mosquitoes?
The Tastiest Girl Competition, right?
Sorry, can you elaborate further?
I'm going to elaborate further. So, she walked into a forest, and amongst the trees, she picked berries, she did a whole bunch of other stuff, and then when she came out, she had 43... little bites on her arms and her legs.
Little bites.
Yeah, mosquito bites, okay. Right? And she won a competition called The Tastiest Girl. Essentially what happens is the person who goes into the woods, young girl, and gets bitten the most is the winner.
What?
I know, right?
Only girls?
Yeah, only girls.
Well, I'm sorry. How is that a happy story?
It's not happy. What I said it's less depressing. So
how happy is this?
Now listen. Hold on. Let me finish. Right.
Dengue, malaria.
I don't think there's dengue in Russia. But anyway, yeah, you're right. You know, you're exposing yourself quite literally to potentially getting sick or one thing or another. But she only got 43 bites back in 2013. The winner got over 100 bites to their body, you know. And do you know what the grand prize is?
Nothing.
What?
A mug.
A mug? Yeah, with a mosquito picture in it?
I don't know whether it's got a mosquito picture in it. But, I mean, it's just absolutely absurd. I mean, but they have to have doctors there on hand just in case something goes wrong. If you get bitten too much, somebody...
All you have to do is just scratch. So I'm just thinking, they're 43 or 42 bites?
43.
Okay, so 43 bites, I assume... Okay, it may not have be like 43 mosquitoes surrounding her, right?
Mm.
I'm not sure. Okay, this is a stupid thing, but I'm sure you have been bitten by mosquitoes before.
Of course.
And it can be a nasty mosquito. So one mosquito can bite you twice.
Yeah.
If it's right next to each other and if you scratch, it combines.
Yeah.
Have you had that before?
Yeah.
So what about this?
Well, I mean, not only do they have the tastiest girl competition, they also have the most horrible mosquito squeak contest.
Oh my
so
God.
You pretend to be a mosquito. They have a mosquito costume
contest.
Is there
an audio?
There actually is, yeah. There's a whole bunch of... Why on earth would you have a mosquito festival? And now I can tell you why. It's because at a certain time of year, of course, all these mosquitoes come... Because it's so cold in this part of Russia, when it warms up just a little bit, all these mosquitoes come out in like these huge clouds of like... And it's like some kind of weird invasion.
I hate mosquitoes.
Everybody hates
They're
mosquitoes.
They're my best Except them. Enemy.
I do remember, actually, my mother coming to visit me in Beijing during summertime.
Mm.
And we were walking down this particular street, and she was just like slapping her arm, slapping her leg, slapping her face. And I'm like, what are you doing? And by the time we sat down to have something to eat, the poor woman was covered in bites.
Oh, damn.
Oh, bless. Anyway, right, moving swiftly along, Chloe, we have this little thing that we like to call Smarty Pants. And it sounds a little bit like this.
Smarty pants. Smarty pants.
Smarty pants.
Smarty pants.
Smarty pants.
Smarty pants.
Smarty pants.
Smarty pants.
Smarty pants.
Smarty pants.
So I'm going to ask you 30 questions, or at least try to.
Okay.
You have 3 minutes to answer as many as you can. They are general knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
It's multiple choice. If you don't know, skip.
Okay?
All right. Right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Your 3 minutes start now. Terra is the Latin name for which planet in our solar system? Is it Mars or Earth?
Mars.
Earth. Poop Deck Pappy is which fictional character's father? Popeye or olive oil?
Popeye.
Correct. Arkansas Black is a variety of which fruit? Mango or apple?
Mango.
Apple. Buns Cheese comes from which country? Poland or Norway?
Poland.
Correct. Who plays the alcoholic John Hancock in the 2008 film Hancock? Is it Will Smith or Forrest Whitaker?
Will Smith.
The box-shaped percussion instrument from Peru is called a what? A cajon or a spring box?
Cajon.
Correct. Which is the only novel by Charles Dickens to have a female narrator? It's Esther Summerson. Bleak House or A Christmas Carol?
A Christmas Carol.
Bleak House. Mary and Jim were the names of the parents of which member of the Beatles? Paul McCartney or George Harrison?
Paul.
Correct. How many strings does a traditional mandolin commonly have? Four or five?
Four.
How many stars are there on the national flag of New Zealand? Three or four?
Four.
Correct. A siki is what type of bird? Is it a swallow or a chicken? It's a silky, sorry.
A what?
A silky is what type of bird? A swallow or a chicken?
Chicken.
Correct. Where was Malaysian singer-songrateryUNA born? Was it in Kedah or Selangor?
Kedah.
A caldera is a feature of which natural structure? A volcano or a canyon?
Canyon.
It's a volcano. A sculpin is what type of creature? A fish or a bird?
A fish.
How many semitones are in an octave?
Oh my gosh.
10 or 12?
I should know this. 12.
Correct. A polyglot is someone who uses or knows several what? Languages or credit cards?
Languages.
Correct. In the nursery rhyme, what did the third little piggy have to eat? Roast beef or birdie eggs?
Oh my goodness. Roast beef?
Correct. The arbalest or arblast is a medieval, more powerful, developed version of which weapon? A battering ram or a crossbow?
Crossbow.
Correct. Composer Edvard Grieg was born in which country? Norway or Germany?
Germany.
Norway. A medusa is what type of creature? A jellyfish or a snake?
A snake.
It's a jellyfish. Which singer released a 2009 album called Crazy Love? Was it John Mayer or Michael Bublé?
Michael Bublé.
Correct. Relating to weather, cirrus is a type of what? Wind or cloud?
Cloud.
Correct. 1960s British singer Alan Smethurst was better known as the singing what? Gentleman or postman?
Postman.
Correct. A créance is the name of the long, fine cord used in which sport? Falconry or fishing?
Fishing.
Falconry. I'll give you one final question. What is the name of the German-originated pastry baked in a looped knot and then often glazed with salt? A pretzel or a stollen? Correct. We're out of time. We'll be right back after these messages. Do not go anywhere. You listen to BFM 89.9. BFM 89.9, the business station. It is that time of night. My name is Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
This is
Chloe Saw.
Just before the break, Chloe Saw was taking part in Smarty Pants. How well do you think you did?
I think she did pretty well.
There was a
well.
Bit of panic at some point,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I had a lot of pauses as well. Yeah. Thinking cap on.
It's a normal thing, though. You feel you did okay?
Yeah.
Do we want to have a guess at what the score was, roughly?
No.
No, okay. Right. So what we'll do then, we'll go through some of the questions you got wrong first, and then we'll tell you how well you did.
All right. The first one. Terra is the Latin name for which planet in our solar system is Earth? Uncle Saw, black is a variety of which fruit? It's apple.
Apple.
Which is the only novel by Charles Dickens to have a female narrator? Is Bleak House. A caldera is a feature of which natural structure? Is volcanoes. And a medusa is what type of creature? Is jellyfish.
Ah, so drum roll, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, Chloe Saw scored 18 points.
Congratulations. Well done. Right, it's almost time for us to wrap up. What we'll do first is we'll give the facts and then we'll ask you about the song.
Yes.
Adeline, fact, what have you got?
Why don't you go first?
I have to think because
I have two good ones.
This could
here.
Be dangerous. Okay, did you know that there's actually a word for the day after tomorrow?
Say again.
There's actually a word for the day after tomorrow. And I know it's Friday, and I don't mean the day after tomorrow is Sunday, but there's an actual word that describes.
Oh,
the
which
day
is?
After it's called overmorrow.
What? Wow. Over?
Overmorrow.
Overmorrow.
Yeah.
Oh, my first.
So today, tomorrow, overmorrow.
Oh.
New, huh?
Nice.
Ah, right.
So mine.
It's a song title there for you. Overmorrow.
Overmorrow.
I like it.
Overmorrow.
Mm.
So can I tell myself now? Can I?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you want to get... Kidding. Go on.
So Michael Phelps, the most decorated Olympian of all time, was bullied as a kid for his gangly form and big ears.
I knew that.
Yeah, don't be a smarty pants. You didn't know about it.
I did. I read it the other day. Okay, enough about that. Right then, Chloe, you're going to play us out with this song, Love Is. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about it. What is love?
What is love?
Who knows? It's a million dollar question.
Yeah.
But I think I wrote this when I was transitioning from the hopeless romantic to the sudden realist. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was it was written like about two or three years ago, I think. And I was still in college at that time.
Were you in love?
Oh, careful. Don't have to answer that. You don't have to answer that.
I don't know. I still don't know what love is. But the song sort of describes what love is not.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So in the chorus, you'll see love is not blah, 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 blah.
All right.
Yep.
Well, let's play out with that then. This is Chloe So with Love Is. I've been Rich Bradbury.
And I'm Adeline Chu.
Say goodbye, Chloe.
Goodbye, everyone.
We'll see you soon, folks. We'll see you on Monday from Deepest Darkest Banda Otama. It has been that time of night. Good night.
Good night.
Darling, I found truth in you, a kind that I never even knew, and I swore I'd never fall in love. showed me what it's really made of. And all this while I thought it's like what I'd see in movie screens, but no, it's so much more than this. It's not talking till 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm waking up to the sound of you calling, not having your voice the first and last time. And it's not being the first in your list I'd make up, not being the reason why I wake up, not celebrations after just 1 year. Love is you and I, willing to compromise. Love is a choice to keep itself alive. It's not talking till 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm waking up to the sound of you calling, not having your voice the first and last time. And it's not being the first in your list I'd make, I'm not being the reason why I wake up, not celebrations after just 1 year. Love is you and I, willing to compromise. Love is a choice to keep itself alive. Oh, and love is patient, love is kind, love will grow in its own time. Love is selfless, hope no fault, slow to anger, the greatest of all. He's not talking till 3 a.m. in the morning, I'm waking up to the sound of you calling, not having your voice the first and last I hear. And it's not being the first in your list I'd make, I'm not being the reason why I wake up, not celebrations after just 1 year. Love is you and I, willing to compromise. Love is a choice to keep itself alive. Oh, oh. Love is a choice. Oh, love is a choice. Love is a choice. Choice. Love is a choice to keep itself alive.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Now's the time to find your color, your paint, and everything to get started during Red, White, and Blue Savings at the Home Depot. Transforming your room is easier than ever. With the best deals online and in-store, you can confidently select your color and the tools for your next paint project. Get a colorful new experience and the right paint for the right price. Save $10 on 1 gallon and $40 off 3 and 5 gallons for a limited time only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Limit 25 gallons per household. See store for details.